Diane Ducey's going to...
Yes, she is our fabulous MC.
There is nobody better ever in the history of Champaign Urbana at MCing than Diane Ducey.
Thank you.
We feel pretty lucky.
You should be.
See you on the 29th.
Way to go, Diane.
All right.
Web.alsa.org. 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Republican senators want her final answer by tomorrow morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, wanting to hear from Brett Kavanaugh's accuser. And Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says they're
doing everything that we can to make Dr. Ford comfortable.
Offering to let her talk either at Monday's hearing in public or private, even offering to fly out to California to talk to Christine Blasey Ford, who claims the Supreme Court nominee groped and assaulted her at a party when they were teenagers. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats say Republicans are trying to bully Ford into testifying on Monday. Her lawyer has said she wants an FBI investigation before a hearing. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand agrees.
Even in the Anita Hill hearings, they reopened the FBI background check investigation and spent time to do that.
Chairman Grassley has said there's no need for another outside investigation, and President Trump has declined to get the FBI involved. Democrats also want potential witnesses to be called to a hearing. Dave.
Rachel, North Korea's leader has a new message for President Trump about their nuclear talks, giving it to South Korea's president to deliver at the UN next week. Five law enforcement officers are recovering the day after they were shot in three different states. Two are cops in Prince George's County, Maryland, hit as they served a search warrant last night. One's in serious condition. That gunman surrendered. A shooter who wounded two deputies in Los Angeles was shot and killed last night. So was the gunman who opened fire at a crowded Pennsylvania courthouse, wounding four people, including an officer who's in good condition today. A different cop
encountered this armed gunman and fired multiple rounds from his service weapon. The gunman was fatally wounded.
State Police Lieutenant Steve Dowlin. A killer is dead in Pennsylvania after driving his minivan into a house late last night, early this morning during a police chase, hours after Bruce Rogel went to a retirement home and killed his parents, who were in their late 80s. He first tried to kill his ex-wife, but shot at her and missed. Angry, she was just awarded the house in their divorce. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
Hey, guess what? Right now at VisionWorks, all prescription eyewear, every frame, every brand, is 50% off. Yep, a nifty 50%, thanks to our Friends and Family event. What's even better, it applies to both glasses and sunglasses. That's right. At the VisionWorks Friends and Family event, you can save 50% on all prescription eyewear. Why? Because we like you. A lot. VisionWorks, we're here to help you. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
President Trump has tweeted about the spending bill the Senate recently passed 93-7, which includes funding for the government through December 7th, aiming to avert a shutdown next month. But the president calls it ridiculous, asking where the money is for his proposed wall and border security. The president also tweeted the economy is great and vibrant, and he'll hold a campaign rally tonight in Las Vegas, the day after going to the Carolinas to survey all the hurricane and flood damage.
Washington is with you. Trump is with you. We are all with you 100%, and we'll get through it.
The president's first stop was in North Carolina, where Governor Roy Cooper emphasized the past coordination his state has had
with the federal and our local partners, and that we truly needed significant resources to get back on our feet again.
The president moved on to South Carolina, where Governor Henry McMaster was quick to point out that his state did have its share of wind and rain, but that's not all.
We have the water coming down from North Carolina, so the rain, the water that you see out there now is just the beginning.
Both states have a long rebuilding road ahead. FEMA is on the ground, and relief is on the way. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
They're not missing, they're just not accounted for. A bunch of migrant children that have slipped through the cracks.
Health and Human Services officials told Senate staffers that case managers can't find 1,488 children after they made safety check calls from April to June. That's about 13% of all unaccompanied children the administration moved out of shelters and foster homes during that time. It's the second time this has happened in the past year, with the first admission coming in a Senate hearing in April. That's when HHS confirmed it had lost track of 1,475 kids then. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A fired Ohio preschool teacher is now charged with child endangerment, accused of encouraging young kids to fight each other and posting the brawls online. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana officials on Wednesday ordered the Garden Hotel to be closed after it was discovered that a fire alarm system was not communicating with the monitoring panel. The News Gazette says more than 20 employees will be losing their jobs. The hotel owner says he is committed to replacing the whole fire alarm system, which could take 3 to 5 weeks and cost up to $90,000. A sign that more people are expected to order holiday gifts online this year. UPS has announced it plans to up its seasonal hiring by 5% this season. UPS says it'll hire about 100,000 temporary employees for the upcoming holiday season. UPS hired about 95,000 temporary workers last year. UPS is the biggest package delivery service. Its smaller rival FedEx is hiring 10% more employees for the holiday season. FedEx is bringing in about 55,000 workers for the season. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Why Dogtown Heating and Air? Testimonials. Debbie says, I have used Dogtown and absolutely love them. They were the nicest guys to deal with. Bob says, we use Dogtown for our rentals. Jeremy and Sean have always taken care of our problems. And then Lynn says, Dogtown just cleaned our ducts and you should see what they extracted. They were professional and did a great job. Dogtown Heating and Air at DogtownHeatingandAir.com. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Fresh chopped fruits and veggies that are really healthy and fresh that come to your home or work. It must be Salad Meister. Choose a signature salad or wrap or design your own. Plus party trays for the whole office. Make it Salad Meister on 6th Street in Champaign. See you SaladMeister.com.
Yeah, I love Salad Meister. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 94. If we bump up to 95, we'll be breaking a record here. Fall starts what? Saturday?
Something like that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Down to 72 this evening, partly cloudy conditions. The chance of rain at 20%. Tomorrow, there's a chance for morning rain. Otherwise, high 82, low 53. Sunshine on Saturday, high 75. The weather looks awesome on Sunday with a high 78 with the sunshine. We're currently at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, glad you're listening. Pleasure to have you a part of this. We're on every morning from 7 to 9. We've talked a lot about Brett Kavanaugh and the deadline tomorrow for the woman to come Monday and speak in front of the committee. They've offered to do it in private. They've offered to fly to her. And, again, it just feels like it's a delay. They want to just put this thing off and stop this nomination. Now, I will tell you, get out your helmet, and you might want to go to London for a year. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg, something happened to her, God forbid, or she retired, it's going to be tough, because if you're doing this at this level, when you're replacing kind of a moderate leaning right, in Justice Kennedy, if a liberal goes off and Donald Trump gets to pick that and the Senate belongs to the Republicans, it's going to be different and it's going to be tough. It's going to be, who knows what. So again, maybe nothing will happen. She won't retire, all that stuff. So we'll see. Donald Trump speaks in Nevada tonight. Be careful, because when he goes kind of off the cuff, that's when he says stuff he shouldn't. So I know they've told him, but sometimes that doesn't matter. But please don't say anything about the woman. You've done a great job this week and saying, hey, we want to hear what you say. We really do. But I think he's been very respectful about the whole thing. I think it's been kind of surprising how good he's been. Been great. But, boy, you get that live audience, and they juice you, and they start yelling stuff you agree with, and then they – that's going to be something to watch tonight. Be careful, President Trump. Don't go there. It is Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio Ace in Chicago. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Good to have you on. We like Jeff especially because he's a triplet, and I have triplets, and so Jeff is extra special in my mind.
Can I ask, so your daughter, by the way, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
All that.
Thank you.
Is that one of the triplets?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
We got an older brother, Nathaniel, who kind of helped watch all of them. They came home when they were four. Do you have any other siblings?
Yeah, two older sisters.
Wow.
So
God bless your sisters. I mean, it was. And what are the triplets? Two boys?
Two boys and a girl.
Yep, same here. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
We got to be at Miss America and watch Grace perform. She did just unbelievably great. She did so
that's
well.
Awesome.
All right, Jeff, this is a creepy story. Kidnapper released from prison. The Elizabeth Snart kidnapping. She was complicit. She was part of it. She helped plan it. Her husband is in prison, I guess, for life, but she gets out. I think it's a simple case of mentally ill person back on the street. I mean, this woman is just, and her family says she's got mental issues. So where does she live?
Well, so she's going to be living at some sort of facility in suburban Salt Lake City, where she was released from a state prison after 15 years. Remember, she got 15 years as part of a plea deal with prosecutors. She agreed to testify against her husband in the Elizabeth Smart case, but she was also convicted in the attempted kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart's cousin. I don't know if you remember that, but her cousin Jessica Wright, who bears a close resemblance to Elizabeth Smart, Brian David Mitchell, tried to kidnap her. Cut the screen in her window. Her family was awakened by a dog that was alerted that pictures were falling down by a window. The dad got up, let the dog out, went straight to the window, ran over to the fence. And that's when they realized that there was an attempt, and they believed that it was the same people that kidnapped Elizabeth Smart. So she was put away for 15 years, state and federal time, and the prison system in Utah recalculated the time that she served, and they figured that there was a miscalculation that she needed to be released, that she'd served her time. So she's out, released yesterday. She's going to be on probation, watched by federal probation officers for a period of 5 years. We've heard from Elizabeth Smart calling this shocking, calling this disappointing. She didn't want her, Wanda Barzee, 72 years old now, to be released, calling her a threat to the community. Barzee's public defender yesterday called that unfair and said that it's counterproductive to assert otherwise without reliable evidence that his client is a threat. I think Elizabeth Smart is speaks with authority on that, particularly from what she's gone through. But she's been assured that these federal probation officers will be watching Barzee closely, and I've got a hunch that they're going to be knocking on her door a lot. See if she's been drinking. See if she's been doing drugs. See if she's been, doing what she's not supposed to be doing while on a parole. And if she does, if they catch her, she's going back to prison.
Right. Well, and again, Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped, I think, 9 months, and they abused her, correct? I think it was awful. And yeah. I don't know, how is she doing these days?
For somebody who's gone through what Elizabeth Smart has gone through, she is a remarkable human being.
Wow.
I mean, she is so poised, so strong, so passionate about what seems to be her life's work on helping other victims of abuse and prevention. She came out with a series it was late last year, earlier this year, that described in detail where she walked us through her harrowing time over the 9 months that Brian David Mitchell and Wanda Barzee took her. And she seemed to be just an amazing person. So I think, based on what we've seen, she seems to be in a pretty good place in her life.
Jeff Manasso, Ace Fox reporter, Chicago, Illinois. I appreciate you, buddy. Good job.
Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you soon. Jeff Manasso, Fox Radio in Chicago. ESPN 93.5. It's 8:14. Sports headlines coming up.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. All right, sports headlines now. 8:15. It's Thursday, September 20. It's the last hot day. Till next year.
That's right.
Here we go. Sports headlines.
Atlanta beat the Cardinals 7-3 yesterday. Cardinals have a well-deserved break today, and then they're back in action against the San Francisco Giants tomorrow evening. In fact, we handed out some tickets yesterday, and very excited winners coming to claim those.
It'll be a fun weekend. The Cardinals always have such great giveaways and promotions.
Uh-huh.
And the Cardinals stand a game and a half ahead of Colorado. Cardinals have 9 games left. Colorado has 10 games left. And the Cardinals, I've looked at everything. Cardinals have to play San Francisco in St. Louis this weekend for 3. Then Milwaukee in St. Louis for 3. Then they go to Chicago to finish at Wrigley. Colorado must play at Arizona. And then they'll host Philadelphia and the Nationals. Not easy teams. So Colorado probably has to go 7 out of 10. Cardinals have to go at least 6-4, 6-3, or 5-4. It's going to be tight, folks.
Yeah, it is.
It's getting down to it. I won't know if the Cardinals make it to the final weekend, I wouldn't think.
Dodgers over the Rockies 5-2 yesterday. Milwaukee blanked Cincinnati Reds. So it is getting interesting. Should we do your Renberger?
Yeah,
again?
Let's do it.
All right.
With Ricky Harden, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday in Atlanta, the Cardinals saw the Braves score on a Freddie Freeman homer in the fourth inning, then pick up 3 runs in the fifth, a run in the seventh, a Tyler Flowers home run off Brett Cecil in the eighth inning, and the Braves won 1 out of 3 games, beating the Cardinals 7-3.
Wasn't the best start for Jack Flaherty. In fact, it's the third time all season long, his rookie season, where he wasn't able to go 5 innings. Cardinals made it interesting in the ninth inning, couldn't come back and win, but they did win 2 out of 3 in Atlanta.
A day off today. Tomorrow night, the Cardinals open a series against the Giants. It's Madison Bumgarner against John Gant.
Giants are always tough because you can face a guy like Bumgarner, and if he's hot, watch out. It'll be a fun, fun series over the weekend.
On the upcoming homestand, 3 against the Giants, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Milwaukee Brewers will be in St. Louis. Airtime tomorrow night for the Cardinals and Giants, 6:20.
Arizona over the Cubs 9-0, and they've got the White Sox. It looks like a day game coming our way on Friday, 3:10 start in Chicago. Hear the action on US 105.9. Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1 after a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth from the Indians, and they'll play each other again later today. Also later today, NFL Thursday night football action with the Jets and Browns going at it. Sunday, we got the Packers in Washington, Colts and Eagles. Your Saints will face Atlanta, and we've got the Bears in Arizona. Parkland College has a new athletic director. Congratulations, Brendan McHale. Also, the Big Ten season opener against number 10 Penn State. Go Illini, 8 o'clock kickoff Friday night. Illinois and EIU went at it yesterday. In 14 innings, Illinois beat EIU 13-12.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I saw the lights and all the cars. I wasn't able to stop, but I did see it. It would have been fun. Weather was good. Okay. You know, with the way this whole thing, it looks like the Cubs are going to win the NL Central. But it's not for sure. They're 2.5 ahead of Milwaukee. Milwaukee still thinks they've got, you know, time. So I would think the Cubs will take care of the White Sox this weekend. They're off today. So I would think that they'll win at least 2 out of 3, if not sweep, because they're so much better than the White Sox. But we'll see. That's why they play the games. But for all we know, Colorado would be the wild card playing in Chicago against Wrigley, against the Cubs. Cubs could be a wild card still.
You're right.
Still possible.
You're right.
This thing, the wild card's a genius idea.
So you want to do the weather, and we can wait, have our guest wait. She's, yeah.
She's pretty important. Are you kidding me?
Good.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Warm today, high 94, and this is the last warm day of our year.
That's what I say. I mean, who knows? I just made that up.
Okay. Down to 72. Partly cloudy conditions. 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. More clouds tomorrow, then ending with sunshine. High 82, low 52. A 20% chance of showers. Saturday's high at 75. 79 with sunshine. Sunday, we're currently at 74. ESPN 93.5.
All right. It is the mayor of Champaign, Deb Frank-Finan. How are you?
I'm good, and if you could promise that, we wouldn't have to have 2 days of already scheduled heat days at Central.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just the way it goes. You got to get that new school going, 2022, I think, for the new school.
That's what they're saying, yeah. I have my youngest will be there. My older one will be like,
I mean, if you're in fifth grade, you're feeling pretty good about life right now. You're going to get all the new stuff.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm a fifth grader and feeling it, man. I'm going to be at Central High School. It's going to be brand new. Deb Frank-Finan, thank you again for all your support of Grace and all she really appreciated everything.
So exciting. What a great thing for her and our community. Champaign, Illinois.
Yeah. She went out there. This is her last pageant. And she went out there, Deb, and she could not have done better. We were pretty stunned she wasn't in the top 15. The Lord didn't have it in the plan. It's all good. But we just did not know how she wouldn't be based on. She came out of that interview, and she said, that was the best interview of my life.
Well, and what great experience for her, no matter where her path takes her. You know, this is one of those moments that, you know, builds for the future, right? And, you know, I always talk about when people ask me to talk about leadership and kind of your path. I mean, I lost my election for state rep, right? I mean, I got hammered. But the process and the learning that goes into that is probably why I'm mayor today. It's all good.
It's everything all good. Exactly. And she truly did feel fine. The people in charge of the pageant, Gretchen Carlson and Regina Hopper, talked to her after and said, she's just amazing. Are you a triplet? And all knew all the stuff about her. I'm going, thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. No, it's all good. It's all great. And we're just decompressing. And she's going to speak all over the state of Illinois. And she's already got requests. It's going to be wonderful. She's a great role model. Josh Whitman sent me the most wonderful note. And in it, he said, her significance will never be measured by a place she finished or a ribbon. She's destined for far greater things. It's not about success. It's about significance. I thought that was amazing. So.
Oh, my gosh. That needs to, like, go on a poster in my office. That's awesome.
Deb Frank-Finan, mayor of the city of Champaign. So
you guys have been working on zoning, right, Deb?
We have. You know, this has been, like, the year of zoning. And so we just on Tuesday night passed our in-town zoning revisions. So that neighborhood is really the neighborhood around Southside School and, you know, kind of all the way into the area near Central. And that's that neighborhood is a unique neighborhood because it is mixed with residential and multifamily. So you've got, you know, residential houses next to kind of brownstone apartment buildings. And what's the appropriate way to provide for some growth in that area while still protecting the neighbors that live there? And they like the eclectic neighborhood. They like the difference in socioeconomics. They like the diversity, the walkability. They're close to downtown. So they had requested some design standards so that if you're putting in multifamily, that it kind of matches the character of the neighborhood. And we had a lot of discussion about how big or how small the footprint of something like that could be. But ultimately, council worked really hard. You know, it was one where I think every council member talked to each other. We were running calculations on lot size, you know, at restaurants together, trying to figure out what was appropriate. And we had a lot of neighborhood input. And the fun thing, and I know I tell you this probably every month list that I'm on, but we are the government that's closest to the people, right? So people actually talk to us and meet with us and come to our meetings, and you know, that's really fun to work with the public on a neighborhood that they love and live in. So our planning staff did a great job. I think probably people unhappy on both sides means that you negotiated a good deal, right? Or people happy on both sides. There were some who were happy, but it was a lot of work. It was a 2-year process.
And the hockey development still in motion?
It is. You know, they were 2 weeks ago, we had a study session. Josh Whitman was in front of us, along with Hans Gretelution, who's the developer, and MTD talking about that. As the public probably knows, they were out in D.C. working on the grants for the MTD. And we expect another study session in October or November, and then maybe finalizing plans in January. So we continue to hope that it moves forward.
You know, one thing that really has kind of bummed me out, as it has you, I'm sure, and everybody else, is Saturday morning football games, because we're not sure what's going to happen in the dark of night on Friday because of violence and shootings and stuff. Wow. I mean, has that really happened here?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an abundance of caution, which the district has said. But
it was a district call, right? It wasn't a city call. The district decided, okay.
Yeah, it's a district call. They certainly don't do it in a vacuum. I mean, we have student resource officers in the building. We have police interaction with the district. So, you know, they certainly take our advice. Ultimately, it's their decision. But, you know, in the wake of David Sankey being shot in Garden Hills, a 16-year-old student at Central, and was temporarily over at Ready, you know, I think it's the right thing to do. Safety has to be the most important thing. And I will say, I went to the Central Centennial game, and I actually thought it was kind of fun because the people who were there to watch football.
Yeah,
if you're willing
yeah,
to get up that
yeah,
early in the morning.
That's right. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
And so, you know, probably showing my age, but, like, the wandering students who are there just to goof around.
Yeah,
we didn't have as much of that going on, and it was kind of a fun game.
How was the band?
The band was awesome, of course. I've got a trumpet player.
Yeah, exactly. She's never missed it.
I think like 170 members or something.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, Central band's amazing.
Yeah.
So I think we'll get back to evening football, but I think safety is important. And, you know, the district and the city continue to talk, and I think we'll be working on more things that we can do to try to reach kids at an earlier age. And we also, there was, you know, the newspaper article I think people saw about our goal-getter kids from over the summer, where we were working with high school boys trying to just really get at the heart of what some of these issues are. The city takes this very seriously.
Yep.
That's another thing I talk to you about all the time, right, is that we have to do something about the violence issue in the community.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great things happening here, but we just cannot have that going on.
Deb Frank Fine and Mayor Champagne, how do people find and reach you?
403-8720 is the city number. I'm on their website, my email address. And, boy, people seem to be able to find us when they need us.
But exactly.
I am happy to be accessible.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You're very accessible and very open. We appreciate you, Deb. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Deb Frank Fine and the mayor of City of Champaign.
She's awesome.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5. How are these markets going to open? Let's find out.
From the Fox Business Network, there are a couple of upbeat reports on the economy. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped 3,000 last week to 201,000. It's a sign that companies are holding on to their employees. And the Philadelphia Federal Reserve's latest reading on manufacturing is stronger than forecast. However, Under Armour is cutting jobs, about 3% of its workforce. The sportswear company's restructuring global operations. It hasn't revealed exactly how many positions will be eliminated and where it will make the cuts. The Cetaphil and Proactive skincare brands could be sold. Nestle owns the brands. It wants to focus more on food, beverages, and nutritional health products. The skincare unit employs more than 5,000 people. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 158 yesterday, almost to a record. NASDAQ dropped 6. S&P added 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and SalonPas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that SalonPas Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
SalonPas, in the silver box with the blue wave.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Christine Blasey Ford's been given until tomorrow morning to say whether she'll testify about her accusation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school. Her lawyer says that's too rushed.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he's trying to accommodate Ford.
Either in an open session or a closed session or a public or a private interviews.
Some Republicans on the panel say if she doesn't show up, it's time to move on and vote.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Orlando-Melbourne airport in Florida has been reopened. Spokeswoman Lori Booker says a car was parked at the curb with the engine running.
A male subject was seen running from the car, jumping the fence, running across the apron, and boarded an Airbus 321, which was not in service at the time.
A 21-year-old student pilot is under arrest. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Parkland College Board of Trustees approved its fiscal year 2019 budget. They also hired a new athletic director on Wednesday. The board adopted the fiscal year 2019 budget, which includes a $333,000 operating surplus. Parkland officials also named Brendan McHale as the school's next director of athletics, overseeing its 8 Cobra sports teams. Quick note that there is a lane change today on East Main Street in Urbana. Two-way traffic will be shifted to the eastbound lane until 5 p.m. tomorrow as crews fix a sewer main in the westbound lane between Lynn and Cottage Grove. The Illinois Department of Public Health has reported a second death from the West Nile virus. Patch.com says the state has not said where the second death occurred. The first person to die from West Nile in the state this year was a 65-year-old resident of LaSalle County. There have been 63 human cases so far this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
At Prospect Bank, we build lifelong relationships, one customer at a time. Hi, I'm Angela Carr, and I'm eager to help you secure your next business opportunity. As a commercial lending professional, I'll work with you, and together, we will build the business of your dreams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
The number one overall pick from the last 3 years that I would bank on is Patrick Mahomes. I understand what people are going to say. Slow your roll, man. 2 games, 2 starts. Let me explain to you something. I have no doubt there will be a correction for Pat Mahomes. He's going to have down moments. But don't give me the NFL is going to adjust to Mahomes. I've read and I've seen these first 2 games, they've thrown every defense they can at him. Man to man, zone, try to confuse him with movement. He sat there calmly and dissected them. This dude will make you feel things. He'll make you feel things that you didn't know men could make you feel. This is the quarterback of the future.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Guys, let's be real. When you look good, you feel good. At the JCPenney Wardrobe Sale, you can get 50% off select men's suits, separates, sport coats, dress pants, and accessories. Plus, select dress shirts, buy one, get one free. Raise your game with Collection by Michael Strahan. All the right looks to take your style to the next level. Also, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or extra 15% off with any other method of payment. Hurry in. JCPenney, style and value for all. Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for coupon details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, Kelsey's Furniture, they're in Tuscola.
Yes.
A lot of people do sales. Remember Weberg's?
Yeah, I do.
Weberg's had a sale every week.
Uh-huh.
They are closing the doors to get ready. And every Friday is the same thing. When Kelsey's does it, it's the real deal. So this is coming up Saturday.
Don't miss Kelsey Furniture's annual warehouse sale this Saturday, September 22nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit both locations in Tuscola, the Main Street store and the warehouse on Wilson Street. Hundreds of one-of-a-kind discontinued brand name items, many priced at or below dealer's cost. Large selection of dining rooms, living rooms, bedrooms, and bedding. Delivery service is available, but you can haul your own and save. Family-owned Kelsey Furniture's annual warehouse sale in Tuscola is this Saturday for the look you love for less.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Yeah, I was out there with Jay, and we were talking to them, and they just have some stuff that's so impressive. But then I said, hi, I'm Stevie J, and he said, I'm Luther Falls. I said, that's a real guy? Yeah, his name's Luther Falls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like the son or grandson.
I always just thought it was like a waterfall.
Waterfall, yeah. No, I said, your name's Luther Falls? That's so cool.
That's great.
It's like, what's your name? Walmart. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Okay, it's 737 ESPN 93.5. Three-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
Well, partly cloudy conditions and warm today with a high 94. If we get up to 95, that's a record setter, just like last year on September 20th. 72, our low tonight, 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Morning clouds, a 20% chance of rain. Then afternoon sunshine as we wrap up the week with a high 82, low 52. And we've got the Friday night football game at 8 at Memorial Stadium. Looks like it's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
Sunshine expected on Saturday with a high 75, low 50. Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets, tons of fun. Downtown Champaign, all to help out Mercy's Refuge with that $10 wristband. And on Sunday, it looks nice too. High 78, low 56. Right now, we're at 76 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I think that football game looks great. We initially, earlier in the week, thought there'd be rain, but I don't see it anymore.
Exactly.
Good news. And can we possibly compete against those Nittany Lions? We are essentially a 30-point underdog. That's a lot of points. It opened at 26.5. America started betting on the Nittany Lions. It's at least 28. So America doesn't think we have a chance. Now, we get five suspended players back three of them starters. That's got to help. One cornerback, one safety. That's really got to help. So anyway, here's hoping that at halftime when we're enjoying the best band in the land, Marching Illini, that the game will still be in doubt. That would be a real good goal to make it to the halftime. 8:39, John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Only guy I have a theme for, the guy at the White House. He is an ace reporter. He is a journalist extraordinaire. The only lawyer slash journalist in the press room with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, as she points out. It's John Decker. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great, Stevie. Good to talk to you today. How are you doing today?
I think I'm doing great, thank you. I think the president has had a really good week from the standpoint of how he's handled North Carolina, how he's handled Brett Kavanaugh and the accuser. I think he's been very presidential.
He has been deferential, certainly, to this woman who's come forward with an allegation of an attempted sexual assault more than 35 years ago. And, you know, I think that she's facing a deadline right now. You know, the deadline is 10 a.m. tomorrow. If she wishes to meet with senators, testify in public or behind closed doors, she needs to submit her testimony by 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. That's per committee rules. And so she and her lawyers have a big decision to make over the course of the next 24 hours.
I don't know if anything positive comes out of this for Brett Kavanaugh, because some of the Democrats have essentially accused him and believe it, and he's already guilty by association. And that's not really fair to him, of course, but this is an unprovable deal here. From a lawyer point of view, John, there's nothing here that I'm going to know absolutely. It's he said, she said. There's no other. She doesn't know the year. I mean, how do you investigate that?
Well, that's one of the reasons why the FBI, has declined to get involved in this he said, she said back and forth. And, you know, it's unfortunate. The president spoke about it yesterday. It is unfortunate for Brett Kavanaugh. All there is just an allegation, no testimony, nothing under oath. And, you know, your reputation's harmed by that, and that is unfortunate. And, you know, you have some Democrats who are saying, I believe her. And, you know, I think that's way premature. We haven't heard from the accuser. I don't know how you can believe someone who you haven't even heard from. And so that is, I think, way premature on the part of Senate Democrats to say they support Dr. Ford without ever hearing from Dr. Ford.
Well, and two, it's so hypocritical, because you didn't hear much news coverage on Keith Ellison, who certainly has some issues with domestic violence. I mean, pretty absolute with doctors and medical reports and the girlfriend saying, hey, I'm over here. And yet that's what really hurts the credibility, I think, is when you have to consider everybody. Well, they don't. And that's just not fair. It's just not equal justice under the law. And that's what really is a conflict for many of us.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, for now, Judge Kavanaugh, it's sort of a wait-and-see approach, you know, in terms of what happens next. We'll know within the next 24 hours whether or not there will be a public hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee room on Monday. If there is, I'll be there. I'll be covering that, just like I did the confirmation hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. And if there's not, then I'll be right here at the White House.
So
either way, it works.
You never know. And you're not going to Las Vegas with the president today, are you?
I'm not. No, I won't be going to Las Vegas, nor will I be going. The president then traveling to Missouri afterwards.
Yep.
He's going to be campaigning for Josh Hawley, who's running against Claire McCaskill in that Senate race. So president is definitely in campaign mode.
I might be totally wrong, but I do not feel anything near a blue wave here, and I know what history says. I don't buy in. I think a lot of the reporting on the left is wishful thinking. Do you have a sense as to how the midterms are going to go?
Well, you know, I think that there are some races right now in which, you know, Republicans do have the upper hand, and there are other races you have to watch very closely. CNN came out with some polling just this week regarding Arizona and Tennessee, in which the Republicans, and those are seats held by Republicans, in which the Republicans are behind. I, You know, that's one poll.
Okay.
And we here we are, you know, 2 months away from the midterms, but that's not a good sign if that polling is accurate. And that's a big question. Is the polling accurate?
I heard the Democrat in Arizona, the senatorial candidate in Arizona, she sounded pretty reasonable to me. She sounded more of a centrist. I don't know if that's going to play in the big picture for the Democratic Party, because I know it's kind of shifting left. But, no, I mean, I think Democratic centrists still have a spot, I think, in politics. But it's really a really unique time.
Well, it is a unique time, and, you know, this is going to be consuming a lot of our attention after this Kavanaugh situation is behind us, and it could be behind us very soon, because what the committee said, Stevie, is that they will take a vote in committee very soon if, indeed, Dr. Ford decides not to cooperate, not to testify, either publicly or privately. And so we'll have an answer there, and then our attention will likely be focused on the midterms and the kinds of things that you're focused on as well.
You bet. Lastly, if I'm on the president's staff, I'm a little nervous about tonight, because when he goes freewheeling, he'll say things he shouldn't, and I'm hoping that he's not spurred on by some yelling and comments about this issue with Brett Kavanaugh and stay very presidential with it. He's done a great job, but the live thing worries me.
Yeah,
so,
No, you're right about that. I think he will likely stick to the script. That's certainly what is a good idea, certainly as it relates to the Brett Kavanaugh situation.
Stick,
and by the way, before we go, I don't know if you saw this, the president's joint press conference on Tuesday with the president of Poland.
Yes.
Did you happen to see that, Stevie?
Yes, I did see most of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
Well, you would have seen him call upon me, one
Dang.
Of the two reporters that got questions to the president. I got two questions to the president, one question to the president Duda of Poland.
Come on, John Decker. And that means
awesome.
He looks at you as at least fair and a journalist, which is exactly what you are. So I think that's huge. Calling by the president, is that the first time?
That's the first time at one of these joint press conferences.
That's pretty cool.
He's taken my questions quite a bit, but at one of these formal joint press conferences in
Come
the East
on.
Room, that was the first time.
You're the man, John.
You're the man, John. This is why you own the theme, buddy. Hey, I appreciate
you.
Good job. We'll call you next week.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Steve. You have a great rest of the week and weekend. We'll talk next week.
We'll be tracking you. Thanks, buddy. Keep up the good work. Thank you. John Decker live at the White House.
ESPN 93.5.
Check your sports headlines and weather coming up.
Each Friday and Saturday night, make it Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. Big Grove has started their late nights at the Big Grove Bar and outside on the patio. So each Friday and Saturday through the end of fall, Big Grove will stay open until 1 a.m. They'll serve a full bar menu, including great wine, unique cocktails, and an assortment of craft beer, along with a special late night menu, including tacos, burgers, and veggie options. Enjoy late summer and early fall on one of the region's best patios. We'll see you this Friday and Saturday night until 1 a.m. at Big Grove Tavern, where everyone is welcome.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
We really appreciate you being at Centennial High School as a resource officer. We appreciate your commitment to the community, appreciate your commitment to your uniform, and great meeting you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and truly appreciate you guys having me on.
Officer Steve Vogel, he's our law enforcement official of the month. My thought is, gosh, it can't happen here, but every day you go into Centennial High School, you got to be thinking, what if and what would I do kind of thing. I don't know how you prepare for stuff like that.
Yeah, I do, and I never do the same thing every single day. I always have a different routine. We do a lot of training. In the summer, we did an active shooter training with just SROs with the Champaign Police Department. It was a week-long training. It's probably some of the best training I ever went through, put on by the department. Even my training in D.C. cannot compare to this. So, some great training,
awesome.
And hopefully that prepares us if anything ever happened to you.
SRO, school resource officer.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
All right, here you go, sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals lose to Atlanta. The final was 7-3 yesterday. They have the day off today. The Cubs have the day off today, too, after Arizona beat them 9-0 yesterday to prevent a sweep on that series. Cubs are up 2.5. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati, and L.A. Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies. Things are certainly interesting in our NL division, that's for sure. So we have the Cleveland Indians beating the Chicago White Sox after a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. 4-1 was the final. They've got a game today. And then tomorrow afternoon at 3:10, we'll hear the Cubs and White Sox in action in that inner city battle in the Windy City. NFL action, the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns will be going at it. We've got the Bears in Arizona on Sunday. Parkland College with the new athletic director, it's Brandon McHale. Congratulations. And go Illini, that game against Penn State tomorrow at 8.
Check your weather. ESPN 93.5 next.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax.
John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This message is brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign. And find them on Facebook.
Carper taking it on the road. Yep, ESPN's College Game Day is back at various new locations in Campus Town. Join the guys Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. before each and every Illini home game. Tay and Carp's College Game Day will feature interviews on location, insight into our opponent's offense and defense, and live performances from the Marching Illini. We're getting you ready for game day. Tay and Carp's College Game Day is powered by JSM, the Champaign Center Partnership, Game Day Spirit, and Busey Bank. Go Illini!
is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're going to be wearing a jacket in a week. Here's the weather.
All right. Hot today, though. High 94 expected. 72 our low tonight. Chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 20%. Otherwise, partly cloudy, breezy. Morning clouds, afternoon sun as we wrap up the week tomorrow. High 82, low 52. By the way, it's Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah.
And when Tay and Carp are live.
Yeah.
And then we go into the game at 8 o'clock. I mean, they've got a bunch of guests that are Hall of Famers.
Oh, it'll be a great show tomorrow, Tan Carpet Game Day. It'll be great. All right, we got high school football, J.T. Walker's High School Football Showcase, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock Memorial Stadium. Enjoy as you hear Unity and Olympia as the Rockets going to get their first win.
And thanks to the support from Tapman's Towing, Prospect Bank, ABC Heating and Air, Roof Doctors, Carl Sports Medicine, Illini Mattress, Mumaw Trucking, Country Financial Agent Keith Garrett in Tolono, and Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan in Champaign, plus Parkland College. Go Rockets.
Yeah,
beat Olympia
right.
At 1 o'clock.
Kind of need one there.
There's four games, actually, in Memorial Stadium, and we got the 1 o'clock game. And we'll be dancing in Memorial Stadium at the Unity Rockettes.
Awesome.
She's totally excited.
I think it's great the U of I allows these high school kids to have that experience because of the Friday night football game.
That's right.
Why not? Who cleans it up?
I don't know.
I mean, Friday night's going to get done at 1 in the morning, and they're all night cleaning up? Because, I mean, you have to clean it up.
That must be.
So it's probably an all-nighter. The lights will stay on late at Memorial Stadium, I would guess. I always think about how stuff works. All right. Meet you tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Have a great Thursday.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini!
In February, we celebrate National Pizza Day, but in October, we get to celebrate all month long. National Pizza Month starts October 1st, and Rosati's Pizza in Urbana is challenging you to celebrate with a deep dish pizza, a slice special during lunchtime, or a delicious calzone. Start training for National Pizza Month today at Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Try the Fabulous Four, Meat Mania, or the Godfather with all your favorite Italian toppings. Get in your pizza workout today and get ready for National Pizza Month starting October 1st at Rosati's Pizza, 328-2334 or 701. South Gregory, Urbana.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, know you hate to think about things other than baseball, but if you need some comfortable shoes for when you're at work, you really should come see us. We know what we're doing, and we've got anywhere from, you know, good dress casuals to safety-toed work boots. It'll be just awesome. Make your feet feel great. Heel to Toe, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. Check us out on Facebook.
With over 70-plus properties all over Campus Town, you'll find the perfect apartment with JSM. Check out all of JSM's properties at jsmliving.com. From studios to six-bedroom apartments, all available for the fall of 2019. Residents receive exclusive amenities like 24/7 maintenance, free access to the JSM Fitness Center, and you instantly become part of the JSM VIP program, giving you access to over $225 in savings. Find your place and sign a lease for fall 2019 with JSM. Go to jsmliving.com.
Did you say 6 months free?
Yeah, 6 months free.
Really? 6 months free?
Yes, 6 months free with the U of I Community Credit Union. We know it can be hard to decide which checking account is best for you, so we're offering a free look at our Premier Checking account for a limited time.
I'll get Premier Checking for 6 months for free?
Yes, and our Premier Checking is benefit-packed with great features. Not only can you earn 10% back on your everyday purchases, you'll also receive identity theft and monitoring protection, free checks, access to over 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs, loan rate discounts, and more. It's 6 months free on Premier Checking with the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign-Urbana to learn more or visit uofi.creditunion.org.
U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
Alto Vineyards has long been a leader in the Illinois wine industry, and this year they're celebrating their 30th anniversary with a number of events, including Wine Down Sundays, Music Among the Vines, and more. Stop by Alto Vineyards each weekend throughout the spring and summer and indulge in Illinois wines, premium beers, soft drinks, and light food items, all while experiencing the best local musicians in central Illinois. For more details, visit altovineyards.net or call 356-4784.
Wine Down Sundays returns this Sunday. Live music, rain or shine, from 2 to 4 p.m. This week with the sounds of Billy Galt.
Here comes the sun.